yada, 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 and whatnot. Full Spectrum Cycling show number 68 here, folks. It's a little toasty in the Everyday Cycles River West studio today.
All is moist.
All is moist. Sven here. JK's back from his trip.
Yes.
Gallivanting.
Yes, yes.
Of course, across the table, Tony Berger, as always.
Hey.
And joining us this week after a 4-hour and 8-minute drive.
Roughly.
Ron Moffitt. Better known to you folks as Chewy, probably.
Chewy! That might make more sense.
Good to have you, man.
Thanks. I'm glad I made it down. You understand why I came down.
I have a general clue about why you came down.
Actually, I just kind of overshot because I was supposed to stop in Madison to pick up popcorn from Clary's downtown for my wife. That was my get-out-of-house-free pass.
And it's just a little bit further. So.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm almost there anyway, so I might as well just keep right on going.
Right on. Glad you made it over.
Yeah.
You know, it's actually, once you step outside right now, the wind just started blowing off the lake.
It's going to be nice.
Cooling off out there a little bit.
Yeah, it'll be nice.
So it'll be a good night for riding.
I'm looking forward to it. I have been, last time I rode here, I was in the Santa suit.
Nice. That was how long ago?
3 years ago.
Yeah.
Because it was really nice. It was like 50 degrees, and there was, they estimated 2,500.
Yeah, it's just gotten so huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How's it going in Rochester for the Santa Rampage?
The first one, we've been about 45. Nobody rides the whole thing. Everybody kind of jumps in and out, but 45, 50 people.
Yeah, the one here is now basically citywide, so you just kind of go where you feel like, and you meet up with other folks here and there.
And this one's kind of, we have a starting point, and we ride out to LTS Brewery, and then that's the midpoint, and then on the way back we hit wherever, and then it's up to you where you want to go.
We're going to be doing this a lot today, I think.
Speaking of that,
top of the hill, since we just mentioned LTS
Brewery. A lot of hills today.
Our first beer out of the chute here is an LTS Brewing Blood Orange something sour.
Yeah, it's on the can back over behind you.
No, on the vise.
If anybody can reach it.
Yonder that way.
Ah.
Sorry.
We'll figure out what it is.
Sorry.
Don't worry, listener. You'll find out.
Yeah.
Our listener is anxiously awaiting the...
the one listener.
The talking of the Palm Blood Orange Fruchette. Or Fruché.
I think it's Fruchette.
Fruchette. Does that mean fruit? I don't know what it means. Beer liner Weiss with pomegranate and blood orange. 5.4% ABV. 5 IBUs. It's very sweet, yeah?
Yeah.
this was filled on 5/13, so it hasn't been around that long.
No.
And this is a 750 milliliter can these things come in, so around the table pretty well.
They're not doing growlers in Rochester yet.
Oh, okay.
Since March, nobody's been able to do a growler.
So is it growlers? That's 64 ounces, right?
Yep.
Yeah, half gallon.
Yeah.
People around here are still doing them some. And crawlers, too, which I guess is a half-size crawler.
Yeah, and this is what, and these are called crawlers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Or if you go to Pivo in, they're meowlers.
Meowlers. Tell me about that, right? Meow.
No, not the meows. We're not starting with the meows.
Meow.
Had my guard down.
Meow.
No armor.
Yeah.
Just got me. So,
JK, how was your roll around the lake?
Oh, very relaxing.
In the Mercedes, mind you, not on two wheels.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, if you're driving a Mercedes, right, you could be on two wheels.
Yeah, that worked out nicely. I mean, did like half of the Lake Michigan Circle tour, but by car. You know,
nice.
Whatever.
Did you do the ferry?
Yeah, the Badger. Boing.
Is that you? What'd you do?
Stop moving.
I don't know.
Somebody calling in?
Maybe.
Don't know. That's a noise I'm not familiar with.
Look, maybe you have
it's
a real caller.
I
like,
am familiar with.
I'm bummed because I always thought this. You always said that music at the beginning was a real band, and I walk in and it's just you with a button.
It's the same button everyone gets on the Rodecaster Pro. So that's like the default sound. It's like, you know, everybody else is going to put their own jingle on, so it sounds different, but that's just the one that comes with it.
I was.
And I like it.
We liked it, so we just kept using it.
It's all right.
I think some of these other ones are, here's one from our friends at Blueberry.
Better known as coronavirus has spread throughout the world. There are a few ways to help lower the spread of this respiratory disease.
Wash your hands. Avoid touching your face, including mouth, nose, and eyes. Cover your coughs and sneezes. Monitor your symptoms and consult with your doctor. Stay at home and away from other sick people except for medical care.
Sicko.
Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you, lady. That was very So how much of that advice do you think is still good?
I don't know. So you know where I live, and it's just... And our second house is in Iowa, so it's two different places. But Decorah follows Rochester pretty close, you know. And I'm not even sure I want to get into it because it just makes your head spin. You get one doctor saying this, and another one from someplace else saying that, and it's.
I just had my yearly physical yesterday after being put off for three times because of the COVID. They weren't doing routine stuff, and now they are. And his thing is basically, just live your life. It's likely not going to be a problem for you if you're not stupid.
Yeah, well, that's
pretty much what he said.
Yeah, and what varying stages of you consider that is the bigger thing. It's,
Licked every door handle leaving.
Yeah. I am not swapping spit with any of you today.
Oh, gosh. I forgot to mention that we have a couple out in the peanut gallery, too. Zito and Puck are outside.
Probably making faces and shit.
They probably are swapping spit.
So why did you really
come
here, though?
Welcome to the radio program, caller. Who do we have on the line?
Puck, what's going on?
I just said we got Puck and Zito in the peanut gallery.
Yeah, we're just sitting out here. I figured we'd listen in while you guys are yik-yakking and inside in the air conditioning, and we're outside.
Yeah, there's no air conditioning. It's nicer out there, so be happy you're standing out on the sidewalk.
Oh,
jackass.
Yeah, we got some beers out here. We're just chilling out on the sidewalk. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. And now you're done.
I did not come here to hear that shit.
Right?
Yeah.
All right.
And you're done.
And you can listen. The Brewers were selling... For $50, you can get a cutout of yourself that they will put into the seats.
Yep.
At whatever it's
Scanlon
not.
Scanlon got one,
Country
didn't he?
Stadium. What is it called now?
Brewers whatever, something.
The Brewer Hole.
Taxpayer money. Something.
Miller Park for now.
Bend over and grab your
ankles. Oh, right, yeah.
I think it's like next year that expires.
And it becomes Coors.
Budweiser. Yeah. Or Coors. Or
which would be
whoever's got the money to put a new sign up.
It would be very difficult for my head to wrap.
Maybe American another, Family. Like a secondary Coors Field. Names on everything in Milwaukee now.
Coors Field number two.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Tony was just saying before I rudely interrupted him with the Puck call, you didn't drive all the way 4 hours just to sit here and talk about
beer. Well,
but I'm out of beer.
But I could. No, I came down to bitch about e-bikes.
This is how dedicated Ron is to e-bike bitching.
Yes, it's.
He drove 4 hours to bitch about
it. And 8 minutes.
Because you guys seem to be like the epicenter, and it's got to come to a halt.
It's not coming to a halt, Ron.
Popcorn. He bought
it's
popcorn.
Not running. It's not coming to a halt, Ron. Is that pickle popcorn?
Yes, it is.
Share you are it over, motherfucker.
Disgusting. But give me a piece of that. Oh, yeah. We'll talk. Can we do this tomorrow instead? Because I'm going to eat pickle popcorn right now.
Oh, it even smells great, callers. You would not believe this.
This is so much better than pickle chips. This is incredible.
Oh, my God.
Where did you get this?
Trader Joe's.
Oh, I'm getting those.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking awesome.
That's fantastic. Oh, anyway, so you guys all know it's going away because I'm gonna start lighting fires. And it's horrible to say. Maybe.
What do you don't like about them?
Everything. You know how I don't like carbon?
Yeah, oh, I agree with you there completely.
E-bikes are a step above carbon. It's just, I don't know. I think I kind of know why I don't like them, because my wife despises them.
Huh.
Have you ridden the Trout Run Trail?
In
Decorah.
In Decorah, yeah.
So it's got a little bit of climbing to it.
Sure.
And we're on our tandem and we're not fast. And some prick will always come by in an e-bike. And the latest incident was a guy came by us, and as we were climbing to the last, to the peak, let's say, he comes by and he's giving a shit about dropping the brake and, you know, let go of the brake and stuff, and it just pisses Sue off to no end. So we get to the top, And there's a bit of a drop, and then there's a bunch of switchbacks that go down. And we literally caught him before he got to the switchbacks. Not trying to. We're just carrying on a conversation. And we caught him, and my brakes on my tandem were squeaky. So I squeaked all the way behind him. Not intentionally. It just happened. So we passed him. We passed him on the flats. And I'm like, we're a little faster on the flats, and downhill we're way faster, as you can tell. And he just kind of mumbled something. We passed him. And then he followed us in, and we got to Trout Hatchery and had a stop. And we took off from there, and he was right on our tail. Then he was drafting us. And Sue was so fucking mad. She's like, I'm not going to let him see that I'm working hard, but get fucking going.
Okay, but to be fair about tandem drafting, that is how Scott Dixon won Paris-Brest-Paris, was drafting the tandems for good chunk of the race.
It's to a point, it's become, what, you're on a fucking e-bike and you're drafting anybody? Okay, before we got to that point, he had already called me fatty, which he's not wrong, but at the same time, we just passed you, you know? And the best was, is he started drafting us, and we actually dusted him.
Was it Deke?
No, Deke won't ride the trail because there would be people out there.
I think that there's spots for e-bikes and spots for not e-bikes.
Yeah, you're picking one specific.
I kind of understand why they're around. Okay, Sav rides an e-bike. Because if you've ever been to his house, he lives at the top of the steepest freaking hill in northern Minnesota, or northern Iowa, I think. You know, and so I kind of get it because it's his transportation, right, and he runs back to work. I get
so that means that Deke is smarter than Sav because he sold Sav the house and moved down onto the flats.
Moved down to the flats, yeah. Right, and, sure. and I think that might be Sav's only bike right now.
Huh.
Is a long haul trucker with
an e-assistant. Yeah.
And then and then there's my next bitch about e-bike. So I have friends that have e-bikes.
Yeah.
And I try not to talk to them if I can help it.
I know.
But
oh, I'm sorry, my loud voice again.
You should have let him ride the shitty route here instead of giving him the nice route here.
I would have been fine with that.
I'm sure you would have.
So yeah, you get a ton of stuff on your bike and you use it for commuting. I really don't have a problem. There was, you know, years ago, Deke built a wheel for a professor at Luther that had quit riding bikes because he was in his 70s and he couldn't get up over the hill.
Right.
And now he can. I totally get it. I don't agree with the fact that I'm going to get an e-bike, and there's a couple of people that we've talked to about that, that have bought e-bikes and say, I'm going to ride this until I get into shape, and then they just ride their e-bikes. And I'm not going to get in the argument about you get in better shape than that. I just
like throttle remember. Only or pedal assist?
Pedal assist. Throttle, see, I don't know. See,
pedal assist, you're still working?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
So, you know, I mean, I did not know this is the first time you've been inside the shop here, but you see how much room we have. And I can't really stock even a line of surly long haul truckers in here just because there's no room. So as much as, I mean, there's 35 frames on the wall, so if somebody wants something custom built, we got that covered. But the e-bike thing, getting people commuting and going to work and not getting sweaty and all that stuff, and hopefully taking a bike they already own and upgrading it with a relatively inexpensive system would be something that the shop can do that other shops are not doing well in Milwaukee.
Well, no, and I understand that. And in fact, the guy that I give the most shit to, Jeff Lucy, because he'll probably fucking listen since I said his name, is a nurse for Olmsted Medical, and him and his wife, I believe, is also a nurse there, live at the top of a hill. So when they put in a 10-hour day, and they're working the testing sites. They've got kind of stressful long days,
sure.
And at the end of their ride, it's straight uphill to their house. I don't remember how far it is, but it's a climb. So they bought. So Jeff bought a specialized. I don't remember which model it was.
Is it unimportant? One of the commuter-ish ones, yeah, the downhill.
The commuter one. He's like, I ride to work, and then when I come home, and it's a pedal assist only.
Mm-hmm.
So when he's pedaling, he has to pedal, and you know, and he's very gracious when he rides with our group rides. We go drinking beer and stuff. He doesn't jump in front and make fun of us unless I start giving him shit, and then he will. But then his wife did not want to buy another bike because she had plenty. So she bought a kit out of a company out of Chicago. And I'm not going to say the name, but they suck dog shit.
Yeah.
And
there's lots of those out there.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
And it was a front wheel. She put it on the front wheel. They put the front wheel on, so I didn't do that. But it took me forever to mount everything. It's made to go
snap
on
the fork?
No, it's made to go on a Walmart bike. The pedal assist piece, you literally have to cut it and super glue it or wire tie it.
Yeah, we know that.
So I think that's kind of the system on that one, which has been the bane of my existence.
Yeah.
But,
and the crank arm's so close you can't do it.
Yeah, and that's the guy, that's customer supplied parts.
Yeah, but she bought the kit.
Right, and that's...
Well, I believe in kits, but you got to get the right kit from the right place.
Yeah, and that's where we've done the research to know what the stuff that actually works is.
And we're doing...
I have a philosophy. You know, part of my philosophy is if you're going to buy one, buy the batteries we suggest, and then anytime you ride by, you can swap a battery, get a charged one.
Yep.
And they're modular. So if you have two batteries, because that's all you need to get to...
Sorry, I could mess it up.
That's all you need to get to work and back. Normally, you're going to use just two, but if you're going to go on a longer trip and you want to rent a couple, you can get more batteries because you can just increase your capacity by... buying additional batteries.
But what does the battery go for?
$100.
$40.
Really?
That's I'm sorry, $40.
I mean, some of these batteries are $400 to $600.
Yeah,
that's why the modular batteries are so much cooler.
Yeah, they're also not very, there's not very much capacity to them. They're only 2.5 amp hours, but.
Which is why you have to have more than one.
Which is why you need, so you need two of them.
2.95.
You have to have two to run. Can't run on one. Unfortunate, but true. I have never used more than two of them. And I've never run out of batteries.
Three, and it was silly.
I basically never use it because mine's got a throttle only. And the only time I use it is when I'm tired at the end of the day and nobody's around and I want to get somewhere quick.
I actually thought throttle only was stupid. I thought pedal assist makes more sense, but you might be right. A throttle only might be the way to go. Not that I agree that you still should have the stupid fucking things. However, it makes more sense to me to just do the throttling.
But you need it.
But you have to be a relatively good cyclist to do a throttle only, I think. The pedal assist is like basically for anyone.
Right.
And the main problem I have with them is that you can turn them up to 30 miles an hour or 28 miles an hour, and people are not used to riding bikes that fast.
Right.
They can get into trouble. So if you're not a seasoned cyclist, it may not be for you.
Going back to the one that I built for this girl, I put together for her. She bought it, and I put the kit together for her. There's several problems.
Hate e-bikes.
I know, and I did it for her grudgingly.
All right.
Okay, next one.
Interrupt in a second.
Top of the hill.
What's that one now?
This one is.
That one's gone.
Hallucination. Hazy Dippa. It's a double IPA, by the way. Yeah,
it tastes like a double IPA.
9.3% ABV.
Ooh, that's danger.
72.
Going to be falling down.
Hey,
criminal.
Give me my damn popcorn.
72 IBUs.
I got a watch on this.
This was bottled or canned just a few days ago on 6/29.
Wow.
This is super tasty. Yeah, this is dangerous because it doesn't taste to me like as big a beer as it is.
And I'm not a double IPA guy, but I really do like that one.
Yeah, that's easy drinking.
Yeah.
Got a little bit of roastiness to it.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon's a very good brewer, I think.
I'd say. So far, so good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, with Kitty Corner to us, we've got Black Husky, which is
what the hell did you just open now?
The one I just opened now is Inspiration, which is an American IPA. And I can't read the rest of it because
you know we got to figure out how to get Chewy here more often.
So we are. I'm just trying to rifle through this shit because we want to get to the last one. Which is the... why are you laughing?
For the name. The name itself.
So, okay.
It's reminding me of the old Nick, if you remember old Nick, that was like a barley wine.
We'll bring that one up when we hit that one because that's going to make an early night for everybody. But... So
it sounds like you're kind of on the fence about these. No, you came here to bitch about them, but there's certain situations where
because all you guys in the bike shop business are too freaking busy to do anything. So I agreed to build it up for her. And you know, and she came across with very good reasons. The reasons that I would agree that person should have an e-bike.
Okay.
Right? I don't agree with any e-bike that takes you off-road. Sorry, I don't agree with any of them at all. And mostly, again, because the people that I know that are riding them off-road...
are douchey.
Yes. And then, they're douchey, but
to be fair, I don't know if Colin couldn't call in, but I'll tell you Colin's point about what you just said.
Okay, yeah. Let me hear it.
Colin's, and I agree with Colin 100% because totally. I've done this in Vegas at Bootleg Canyon. You use the e-bike to go up the hill, which you would normally be shuttled up the hill in a diesel pickup truck with five other guys with their bikes hanging off the back so that you can bomb the bike park. But with one of Jeff from All Mountain in Boulder, Nevada there, Boulder City or whatever the hell that place is called, right by Bootleg Canyon, you can get up to the top at 35 miles an hour, turn the motor off, and blast down the hill on a full suspension bike.
That's genius.
Yeah.
No.
Otherwise, you're shuttling or you're spending 2 hours riding up to the top of that thing to get a 10-minute run in.
So earn your fucking ride. I don't care. I'm not giving in on that one. I don't care. And the commuting one, it bugs me. Okay, so the other reason it bugs me, here's how bad it is. So we were in Texas a couple weeks ago. We went to my kid's house and
COVID Central.
Yeah, we were there for that shit when they shut the town down again. And we were hanging out at my kid's house, and he's gone away from the bike industry because he used to work at QBP, and now he's into Harleys, and he has a Harley. But we walk in the garage, and there sits a. Ever seen a Honda Monkey?
Pit bike kind of thing?
Kind of. It's reminiscent of the old Trail 90s. But it's a 125.
Yeah.
And I jumped on it and I rode it. It's like, this is awesome. I need to buy one of these. You know, and he lined me up with one and I was all ready to go. And then I got to thinking, it's like, so what am I going to use this for? Everything I would use it for, I ride my bicycle too. So I really don't need it. I mean, I would just use it just for racing around on, but I don't need it, which brought me back to, oh, what about an e-bike? Oh, fuck e-bikes, because it's the same thing. I don't.
What if you made that an e-bike?
No, I still wouldn't ride it because I have a bicycle. I have a couple bicycles, and I can kind of figure out how to get someplace without anybody helping me. I mean, if somebody wants to push me in the back,
I bet you that iPhone really bad.
No, the iPod makes me ride faster so I get away from it.
Tony's an iPod hater. Or an iPhone hater.
Why? You know there's one sitting right there.
Because he didn't drink the Kool-Aid yet. Android guy.
Drink the apple juice.
Someone's got an opener for that young man. So I don't really think you've made too much of a hate argument for e-bikes.
What? Okay,
I was expecting a brawl.
No. So here's my point. So what is my hate? The people that ride them?
Well, you know, there's...
Maybe some of the douchey ones.
Yeah, there's douchey people everywhere.
I mean, I see somebody on an e... Okay, I'm riding into work one day. No, it wasn't. I was just riding in town to go drink beer probably one day. And
you?
Tomato, possibly. Tomato.
Yeah. You know, it's so this guy rides by. They come across... We're on city bike trails, right? And he comes by me, and he's on one. And this is the weirdest fucking thing ever. He's on one. He's got a helmet on. The two kids sitting on the back of it do not. And I don't know which one it was, the cargo one, right? She had a light blue one. He had an orange one. I don't know
what a Yuba or something.
They look like Yubas, but I don't know if Yuba does that.
Extra does it too, though.
So
yeah, extra makes
an orange. No, it wasn't an extra because I think I'd have recognized
that. With a little 20-inch rear wheel.
Yeah. No, it wasn't an extra. Yeah, this was like 2 24-inch wheels on it, I think. Huh. But anyway, so they come by and they cross the bridge and they're ahead of me and I'm like riding along on my single speed and I'm like, well, I should be passing those guys by now with those kids on there. And then because I didn't realize they were. So she had one on the back of hers. He had two on the back of theirs. And I finally caught him at fucking 17 miles an hour because I hadn't, for some reason, I don't know. And I'm like, and I passed him. And when I passed him, the guy's like, he goes, yeah, sorry, I'm cheating. Because I see him on the trail riding his regular bike all the time. And I'm like, he goes, it's the only way I can get my wife to ride a bike. And I go, no, it's not.
Sure it is.
Fucking you haul three kids and her ride her own bike then. Don't need to.
Tony's got that plan going on.
Okay. Here's the thing. Maybe here there's places where you live that you need it. There's no place in fucking Rochester.
There's no need involved here. It's want.
No, it's fucking lazy.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is. I mean, if you put in a 16-hour day pounding rocks someplace, fine. And you had to ride your bike home. That's not the case. People buy e-bikes and then they don't fucking do anything else but cruise around. They maybe go to work and they don't want to get sweaty. Well, you know what? Get fucking sweaty because eventually you won't get sweaty on that ride in. You will get faster and you still won't get sweaty.
But you also will. Maybe they want to get sweaty but ride twice as far.
Then ride twice as far.
But you only get there in without half the e-bike.
Or they get there in half the time.
No. Just because I'm old and almost retiring doesn't mean that I have like oodles of time to do shit. I still have places I need to be because the bars will close before I get there otherwise. And
that's another reason to have an e-bike. Get there fast, goddammit.
There's look,
beer all right, but they're motorized, and yes. You may be able to get more.
Sue and I on a tandem can beat a guy on his e-bike.
Well, that's your wife being a machine, and you just sitting around drinking beer.
Have you ever seen my wife? This cable is bigger around on the legs than my wife is.
Don't insult her like that.
She's a skinny little thing. It's nice having her on the back of tandem because there's not a lot of weight back there to drag with.
She stokes.
Yes,
that means she's the power.
Yeah,
there's no.
That's
power
exactly
there.
How that works.
It's like dragging your. It's like dragging.
Why would you have a stoker without any power?
She's gonna listen to this and gonna die. But
she let you come here.
Yeah, she did because I bought her popcorn on the way here.
Was it Trader Joe's pickle popcorn?
No, I'm buying that for myself on the way back. I'll eat six bags. I got 4 hours to polish off a case of that shit.
Yeah, no problem. That's pretty delicious.
Who knew that the Trader Joe, there's some bounty in that damn store.
No, because the pickle chips are god awful.
I love
them. Oh, yeah. Well, I hate pickles in general.
Yeah, he doesn't
like
pickles. I didn't think about that until I...
Let me try one of those.
Until I got
I'm
going to
try
here.
Some pickle-flavored...
Hold on.
If it's like anything else pickle I know, I'm going to hate it, but... I hate it.
So that means it's good. If you liked it, it would be no good. There'd be no flavor to it, right?
It wouldn't taste like pickles.
Yeah.
That's funny, though. I like relish and other pickle-oriented things, but...
So let me ask you a question. And I think this is the evil part of e-bikes. That's why they're called e-bikes.
Yeah. Right?
Got that?
Evil bikes.
Did we talk to each other this morning when we dressed?
Isn't that cute?
That was serendipity, baby. evil socks.
Yeah. But so...
pickles going straight to your head.
I've never seen a pickle affect anybody like that before. Well, that's a male anyway.
Well, right. Exactly.
But so it helps your business. Right?
It hasn't yet. I'm working on a model that it may.
It will.
Because this whole thing.
So you're one of the better shops then.
This is more of a hobby because I used to have a job where I made a lot of money until the freaking COVID came. Now this shop actually has to support itself. You know, I mean, when I was doing my real thing, this was like, I'm doing this because I like doing it. Now it needs to start supporting itself.
Well, and that's which is not why you buy a bike shop, right?
Well,
$1 million
Yeah. Start with
$2 million, right? Yeah.
Our industry will not come back until September of 2021 at the earliest, which is we do the Super Bowl. We do rock concerts. We do the biggest trade shows in Las Vegas. Those are not coming back anytime soon because of the amount of people.
But at the same time, who do you think is going to come back faster? Somebody like you that supports casual riding. I don't mean casual by you ride around the block and drink beer, but I mean more an average rider that wants a nice bike because you have nice bikes in here. Or the guys that are the shops that are race oriented, I don't think they're going to come back as fast. I think you have a better chance of making go. I mean, a general shop in town here now, what's their wait time? If you took a bike to them today, how long before it'd be fixed?
2 months.
Easily.
4 to 6 weeks? Yeah, yeah. That's what they're in Rochester, like too. That. Yeah. Which is why, I don't know if I dare say this, my little shop in the back of my garage, I have never been this fucking busy before. It's ridiculous. And I've always been the guy that's, yeah, you bought the Walmart bike. Let me see what I can do with it. And that's fine. I've turned them away now because I can't stay. I can't work on another one.
I was normally on a we service what we sell model, meaning if you have a brand I sell, I'll service it. I'm working on any kind of basically bike shop quality bike. I don't work on run-of-the-mill crap unless the guy is just so destitute that he needs my help and I'll help him out.
And sadly, and not to anybody's fault, had the industry been able to see this coming, they could have stocked up on bikes, and you could have driven the Walmart bike business out of there if you'd had bikes to sell.
Possible. I just think this is like pent up demand. I don't know if it's pent up demand. Everybody that bought a bike during this thing, and why the bike shops are all really busy right now, when things quote unquote get back to normal, Are 20% of the people going to keep riding the bikes?
Yeah, and are 80% of them going to go for sale? Yeah.
Right, you and then the bike shops are not going to be selling jack shit for the next 18 months.
Because they're going to be all Craigslist bikes.
Ago.
Right, and what I do here is a much different model. So hopefully people will still want to upgrade from the bike they bought, the 20%.
Right.
Or the 2% of the 20. So I'm a 1%er, damn it.
So let's say the bike industry jumped... Business-wise, you jumped 150%. Just throwing a number out there. What percentage of that do you think is going to keep riding? Those people that came in?
People that come in here, all of them.
All of them,
but right. People that went to a normal shop and bought their kids' bikes because the gym was closed,
20%,
maybe
15%. Do you think it's that high?
I bet
it's lower than that. It's 5 to 10.
I hope it's 20%.
That's what the bike industry as a whole hopes. They hope it's 20% because that's 20% more bikes that are going to need service every year or every other year.
Yeah, and service is the thing.
You know, yeah, it's where you make your money.
I had bikes coming in here that are 20 years old that were never ridden. And now they want to ride them again, so they need new tires, and they need new brake pads, and they need the wear items replaced because it's been sitting. But you can tell it wasn't ridden back then.
Yeah, they were immaculate.
So it's going to be ridden now while they can't, you know, do whatever other activity they would be doing, and then it's going to sit in the garage again.
And that's the sad
part. For cheap.
Here's an interesting story about bikes.
So the reason I brought this up was there's no fucking way you're selling those people an e-bike. Am I right? Tony is
most
now,
of them,
Tony
yeah,
is now on my side.
No,
you two guys are still on the loser side.
Well, oh no, no.
I'm just in the popcorn gallery.
Yeah.
And also, not an e-bike guy at all.
JK doesn't have e-bike.
No, I think that a certain
blood.
Percentage of those people.
He's got me looking at, what the fuck are those things you sent me the picture of?
The what?
The last bike you sent me after you wanted to build. The hell is that thing called?
Oh, a green machine?
Green machine.
Is it the green machine? Maybe it was.
Like a hot wheel? Or not hot wheel. Like, not the big wheel?
No,
but the green machine?
The green machine,
Use your arms?
I think that was going to be the next thing anyway.
That'd be fun.
Do you know?
They make them and you drift them. They're awesome.
Why not?
You can e-assist them too. Do you know that?
Get the fuck out of here. I've had it.
What about the e-assist recumbent?
Like there was a guy riding an e-assist recumbent.
Really? I was just making that up. I didn't fucking know.
He was riding a Black Lives Matter.
You could put that shit motor on anything you wanted to.
Excuse me. Welcome to the radio program, caller. Who do we have on the line?
Hello. You may know me.
Well, that sounded cold.
My name's Colin.
My name's Colin. You may know me.
Nope, never heard of
you. Did you ever read the
I drank
did you,
you.
Ever? Well, never mind. I'm going to go into a Patrick Rothfuss book because that's the opening line of one of the
I'm in the bathroom books. While I'm at dinner with my girlfriend.
Oh, is that why it took you so long?
I know you guys are going to start. Yeah.
We're going to start.
Hey, we've been talking about e-bikes for the last 33 minutes, man.
Too. Honest to God, you spend more time in the bathroom than anybody I know.
Yeah. You know, you get it out all at once. Don't have to go back, you know, the rest of the day. So you guys talking about e-bikes here or what?
Yeah.
Let's see here for your poor excuse.
Okay, so here's my corkscrew of why e-bikes can be a good thing. For trails that are generally only accessible by a shuttle, in very mountainous regions of the country, the e-bike, you can just go ride those trails by yourself with an e-bike and just self-shuttle up the dirt road, up the 4x4 road, up whatever, you know, trails that are too steep to ride up.
You couldn't take your VW camper up there? Is that what you're saying? You can't get your camper van up those trails?
Dude, you could not get a stock Tacoma up those trails. But yeah, I mean, like for stuff that's just way beyond steep like that, and especially trails that, you know, like it's either drive up for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, whatever, you know, or pedal up for a little bit longer.
Oh, just a little bit longer. Is that what you're telling me? It's only a little bit longer to pedal up it? You lazy bastard.
Ouch.
Well, I mean, I don't have an e-bike. I don't work at a bike shop where I get to borrow one, but friends of mine do, and they agree that it's super fun. I did ride an e-bike in Moab on Slick Rock Trail, because it's like the only trail you can ride it on.
And
I was going up this hill. It was a demo program thing. And I was going up this hill, and this guy shouts at me, "Learn how to pedal!"
I think that was Moffat. He was standing on the side of the trail.
Because you used to know how to pedal.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I used to, yeah. Then I completely forgot since I moved to Colorado.
Brain hemorrhage.
Hey, shout out to Milwaukee here, because Colin is at one of the best restaurants that's been around the longest.
Right now?
Yeah.
Bathroom at Mater's.
I'm sitting in a shitter. Nobody else is in here.
So are you having schnitzel?
That's cool.
Because they're using Schnauzer.
Yeah, I'm getting the Tour of Germany plate for two. It's schnitzel, ribs, sauerbraten, cabbage, and I believe knackwurst or rice bread.
We'll be right there.
And I'm sitting here with you guys.
Right? We'll be right there, dude.
So, hey, did you get
you
to see?
Go upstairs to the Hummel and get to the little Hummel.
We just got drinks, and I'm going to try to take some time and walk around the restaurant with my girlfriend who hasn't been here before and show her all.
Well, see Baron von Richthofen's table, because that is kick ass.
It's right in the front.
Right? Yeah, I know. It's right there.
Right when you walk. Yeah.
The bloody red Baron's table is that
Mater's. Really?
Is that Mater's?
Yeah. I asked the waitress. I said,
how did you guys ever show me that before?
I'll ask about it.
So, Colin, I have two questions.
Yeah.
First of all,
yes.
How did you get a girlfriend? And second, are we going out for breakfast tomorrow? Are we going out for breakfast tomorrow?
What's that? What's the last thing?
You want to go out for breakfast tomorrow? Before I go back to Rochester?
No.
Breakfast.
No. Dick.
Breakfast. Breakfast with Chewy.
I couldn't hear you, but
he wants to go to breakfast, dude. Do you want to go to breakfast tomorrow?
Oh. Yeah. What time?
I don't care. You call me. We'll go.
I'll call you.
Yeah. Right. Give me a call and we'll go for breakfast whenever you get up. I got nothing going until I go back to town tomorrow, so.
Go have fun.
Okay.
All right. Say hi to your girlfriend and your ma. Yeah.
Liar, you don't have a girlfriend.
Yeah, I will. And don't worry, Chewy.
Be happy.
E-bikes still suck.
So there have been instances where I've seen dudes blow past me on the climb.
Everyone's got that story, but that doesn't matter.
It does too. Colin, you're right. See, all you're doing is sticking up for your friends. Stop it.
Right.
Did you just flush the toilet?
And also wipe your butt.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
I made a good excuse to call the radio show.
I love it. I think it's fantastic.
Right on. And man up. Tell her what you're really doing.
Yeah.
Take it easy, fuckers. Drink more beer.
Fuck you.
Copy that. All right, Colin.
Peace. Talk to you tomorrow, Colin.
So, I don't know if everybody knows Colin lives in Denver area, so they got some mountain things out there.
Yeah, they do. He rides a lot of mountain bikey type things.
And he's a really good downhill rider, too.
He's very technical.
I got to dig up some photos of him hucking an ice cream truck, because that is really, he's getting mega.
But it's fun to pick on him because he's such a nice guy.
Well, anyways, like what, 8 pounds?
So, so him having an e-bike makes sense because there's not enough meat there to fucking pedal anything up a hill.
he looks like two rubber bands and a watermelon.
So again, if you're handicapped, like Colin.
Like Craig Smith.
Or Craig Smith or Colin or Tony or whoever, you should probably have an e-bike. Did you just flick me off with both fingers? Oh, dick.
Is that your final thought on e-bikes? I mean, we've been going for a while here.
It's been pretty good.
This will never die. That's the problem. Because
they're here to stay, and they're just going to keep growing.
And because the industry wants them to stay, because it's what's saving certain bike shops.
Right.
And certain, I don't know. I'm just guessing.
We're not going to even start that conversation because every freaking year there's a new thing that's saving bike shops.
Well, exactly. Yes.
How long have gravel bikes been saving? How long did fat bike save bike shops for?
Do you think gravel bikes saved bike shops?
I think gravel bikes have been made since 1842 or whatever.
They called them gravel bikes all of a sudden.
Well, they were called all road bikes back when I rode gravel bikes in the 70s.
Back in the olden times.
Ring the bell because we're going to get ugly here.
All right, here we go.
Shit.
Oh, this is the final.
Yes.
Bring that guy into the mix.
Oh, there might be one in there for Sam, too.
Yeah, there's
Sam. Get up here, Sam.
So So this beer that we're drinking now is called Tretiak's Revenge. It's a sour Russian Imperial Stout. It's made by a guy that played junior hockey in Rochester, Minnesota, and moved up and played, I think he played in Fairbanks in D1, and just never left Alaska. And he now owns a microbrewery up there called Odd Man Rush. And he makes awesome beer, and he sends it down to me, and he sent me a fucking awesome hockey jersey. So
from where?
It lives south of or was it north of? I think he's in Eagle River,
south of Heaven.
In Wisconsin.
No, in Alaska.
Oh, Eagle River, Alaska.
Yeah, so I think it's
there's the Eagle River, Wisconsin.
It's north of Anchorage.
Oh, okay. Oh.
So you live near Letterkenny?
To be fair,
Letterkenny's over there. Yeah. That's Canada. To be fair.
I know. So you're close.
Oh my god! It looks like coffee. Looks like coffee.
Jesus Christ!
Looks like coffee.
No. Just call me Chewy. That's good enough.
That was the one thing I forgot on my trip was my passport
and your beer.
I was literally staring. I was in Sault Ste. Marie, and I was literally staring at Canada. I'm like, literally.
I'll come around again. I'm just gonna get
set up.
Get the flavors.
Oh my god! This smells awesome.
That's one way to say it.
Wait,
you're
what?
You're such a fucking e-bike rider.
I know.
For life!
What? Barley wine? I think that's what this
no,
is.
No, it's a sour.
Look at how it. Look at how long it takes to go down the side of the glass after you move it.
It's got some. It's got some major. It's got some alcohousy in there. Just.
Once I get everybody filled up, you can read the bottle because I'm not.
Oh yeah, this totally reminds me of that old Nick.
Oh look God Almighty!
Look who likes this.
You need to make this get cold. You want to serve this at room temperature, man.
More than likely.
That's enough. Take. It's going to damn near kill me.
You're going to get on your e-bike, and you're going to go too fast. Yeah. And there's going to be a bus in front of you.
I'm going the distance. I'm going for speed.
So here you go. If somebody wants to read this,
you
might want to wipe that off.
Odd Man Rush Brewing. Tretiak?
Yeah, Tretiak, yeah.
Tretiak's Revenge started out as the
Tretiak, sorry.
Tretiak's Revenge started out as the Red Army Russian Imperial Stout, aged 3 months in Woodinville bourbon barrels and soured. Vladislav, the guy, was the Soviet goaltender during the 70s and 80s. You're a goaltender. You're a goalie coach, aren't you?
Yes. And my kids Tretiak actually trained both of my boys.
Oh, well, there you go. Wow. During the 70s and 80s, when the Red Army was the most dominant hockey team in the world. However, we imagine he is still sour with the Miracle on Ice in 1980, lost to Americans.
When he was...
Goddamn America!
When he was pulled.
9 ABV, 98 IBUs. So he was pulled out of the game?
Yes.
That's vaguely familiar that a guy was. I did not know it was him.
If you watch Miracle on Ice, he was the goalie that started the game and he's their guy and was pulled and then they put in the backup. I don't think he'd ever played hardly a game and they still lost anyway. And it was, you never saw anything from the coach again. And Tretiak was coaching in the United States.
Oh, that's for quite tasty. So the coach of the Russian team in 1980 is he still in?
He's probably in Siberia someplace. No. He was done coaching after that.
He's dead.
Yeah.
He's in Vladivostok.
Gulag.
And where we met Tretiak was, you know, and after that, when he started coaching, that dude is in such fantastic shape. He would go to Detroit Lakes,
like
Minnesota, little thing, and he would run a goalie camp up there. It was a fantastic goalie camp. And he would do... He was in his 40s, and he could do everything that the kids were supposed to do and couldn't. And he could do so. He could do, like, you know, the Russian little, we would call them Russian kicks, but the little
fly
while he's juggling tennis balls off the wall. I mean, this guy. And then we would see him. We would see him later in the evening, like swimming laps out on the lake. He was just incredible shape.
Could he put himself into a little doll that was into a littler doll that was into a littler doll?
He could. Oh, yes. That was probably the most amazing thing.
Yeah, most amazing thing.
Matryoshka.
Oh, I forgot to mention Sam's here, too. That's a nice ramp on your shirt.
That is a great t-shirt.
That is a cool shirt.
That's a fantastic beer, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a good
beer.
That's actually way more drinkable than I was expecting it to be for how hard it's going to punch you in the face.
Well, I suppose the sour part of it smooths out a bit the Russian Imperial.
It's not as sour as some sour.
But a Russian Imperial, a true Russian Imperial Stout is
brutal.
Harsh. Yeah, it's harsh.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how else to describe it, but it's harsh. Yeah.
It does remind me of that old Nick. That was kind of a barley wine type thing, and that was a crazy bastard.
Surly Beer's Russian Imperial Stout is Darkness, right? And they do a small run every year, and I think I have like 15 bottles of it still in my basement, so it's kept cold. It's kept cool, yeah. No, and another buddy of mine. I'll come here. I'm not bringing you fuckers to my house. Well, wait, maybe.
Why don't we just rendezvous in Decorah?
We could. I know it's there's a house there. I might own a second place there, so we've got plenty of room for everybody now.
What are you buying another place for?
Because we don't want to put an eightplex in, so Captain and I and the neighbors are thinking about buying it.
Oh, nice. He moved down into town too, huh?
Yeah, so you haven't been there for a while, have you?
3 years or better.
He bought a place. He has his mom's house, and he remodeled it, right? And then the long story is that Sue and I were going camping, and we were camping down in Decorah, and she loved camping down there, and she loved Decorah. And
who doesn't?
Yeah. And so she says, we should buy a house down here. So Captain and I and Sue are sitting at the campgrounds a couple years ago, and we're just like, she's like doing Zillow thing, and she's finding places. And it was really fun because she's rode the bike trails and stuff and been downtown, but never really been through Decorah. So we're riding around. She goes, I want to look at this house. Look at this house. There's one at the top. I think it's Frank Street. And she goes, I want to look at this one. I go, we're not going up there. I'm like, she's like, we are going to look at all these houses. We are going there. I'm like, okay. So I'm riding my single speed Handsome, and she's got a geared bike. And the next thing I hear is, fuck that place. Because she's walking her geared bike up the hill. She's like, done. Don't want to see it. Don't care.
There's houses there that I wanted to buy. When I first got married, which has been 20 plus years now, I tried to get my wife to move out there because I was working on the wholesale side of the bike industry. And I'm like, well, that's pretty centrally located to Milwaukee, Chicago, Minneapolis, Des Moines. And, you know, it's just like it's in the middle of everything. I said, this would be a great spot to be a rep out of. And, they've got some of the best bike trails, mountain biking trails in the Midwest by far. And she's like, I'm pretty well set where I am for now. But now we're going to she's getting ready to retire. And like, want to think about Decorah again?
Yeah. It's the problem with Decorah, that's what it's all becoming. And they're concerned about that. But we have a really good time down there. I mean, what other town the size of it's 8,000 with the college students maybe. And you have two microbreweries. And then the cool thing is that there's one called Dixie's now that was Top and Goliath's tap house until they built the big place up on top of the hill. Huh. And so that his sister-in-law owns it now, and she has
Whippy Dip still there.
Whippy Dip is still there. Oh yeah. And they still t-shirts. What? So it's good ice cream, but is it that good really?
I don't eat ice cream because I'm old and my dogs shouldn't be eating all that sugary shit except for beer.
Yeah.
But I can't have beer and ice cream.
But
I can have beer.
It's a cool, it is a really cool little town. And oddly, maybe because of e-bikes.
He doesn't like pickles.
I think I'll blame this on e-bikes.
Way to bring it back.
Yeah. So I think e-bikes are the problem with that everybody's out riding the paved trails and gravel now instead of riding the mountain bike trails. So the trails are getting a little overgrown. I mean, they're cutting weeds and stuff because they're not.
Gunner's out there every
Jesus
day,
Jesus Christ. Now you're blaming trail maintenance on electric bikes?
Fuck yeah.
Well, their trail around town on their paved trail is really nice.
Everything in the world can be blamed on electric bikes if you're on.
Have you rode the Prairie Farmer Trail yet?
Yeah.
I tried to, but because I didn't have an e-bike, I couldn't get through.
Honest to God. See, there's your problem right there. You have turned into a weak piece of shit because if you can't ride.
I haven't turned into that.
Because the elevation on the Prairie Trail is like
2 feet?
I was going to say a foot and a half maybe. And that's only because I think there's a sinkhole.
There's a lot of good rides out of there. The thing about getting out of Decorah is it's a 2 mile climb to get out of Decorah.
Not unless you ride with Captain.
Well, what does he do? Pull you up with the truck?
No, Captain will take you on a 15 mile ride that never goes uphill. It's called the Path of Least Resistance. Nice, nice, nice.
Didn't Dave take us on one of these paths one time?
No, I like going to Bluffton. That's a great ride.
Oh, yeah.
And once you get on top, it's all rolling, which is great because you can carry speed really well. And you have to sprint past the farmhouse dogs and all sorts of fun stuff.
But it's And now it's gotten to the point where everybody, there's always a shuttle to get you back into town if you can't only make it out there. But it's only 12 and a half miles out there.
Right. But then you get hammered out there, and then it's a little harder to ride back.
That's the problem, because it's a
diet. That's why you have an e-bike.
So my favorite thing ever coming back from Bluffton was going down into Decorah with Gunner riding a tandem with whatever the blind guy's name is on the back. And he's going about 40 drifting around corners when the guy on the back is just having the best time of his life. And Gunner is the master.
Gunner's the guy who...
Hey, you're a stoker. You can't see anything anyway.
He's drifting around gravel road corners at 40 or whatever, I mean, it was hard to keep up with him.
Gunner's like a, I don't know what you call it. His body's like this, and his lower part, the bike is dancing all over the place, but his upper torso doesn't
just never move. Moves.
No, he's just like, he's like this, and everything else is like sketchy as shit, and then he's just like...
And he's always ridden sketchy as shit bikes with goofy parts on him, like Girvan freaking stems and weird stuff.
Oh, anything that anybody will give him. We finally had to change his rear derailleur one time, the pulleys on it, because they were so sharp because it wore down so much. I drew blood on my skin, like a shrieking throwing star. I drew blood on my finger just whizzing around.
Time to change those out.
Yeah, no, he's like 10 years before changing them out. It's crazy.
Right on. Well, any final thoughts on e-bikes? Because... owing to the fact that...
Yeah, because we're out of popcorn, we have to go buy more pickle popcorn.
Yeah.
And Zito wants to go swimming.
Yeah, Zito wants to go swimming. Because it's still...
I don't want to see naked
It's Zito. Still 84 degrees or whatever.
So we're going swimming.
It's not that hot right now, but it's hot in the... You know, whatever. It's humid. Humid.
I suppose if I didn't change anybody's mind, I'll have to fucking come back again.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, you haven't changed my mind at all, so.
Oh. So it looks like sounds like a challenge. Back.
Challenge is on. I can see the challenge right now.
Bring it on.
Yeah. If you're going to drive 4 hours, we're going to do close to an hour show, you know? I mean, we're not going to mess around.
No, maybe, you know, 30 what minutes do? Or all anything. Right, wait, maybe we should have something new.
No.
Depending on how far the guest travels determines how long the podcast is.
So if we don't
next
have,
time he comes back, we do a 4-hour and 8-minute motherfucking podcast.
No, if we don't have any guests, then we don't do any shows, though.
No, that doesn't work. I don't like the default.
I like this idea better. I think I come down and we go for a fucking ride, and then we'll have a podcast afterwards to determine how fucking weak you really are.
That sounds like a plan.
And I'll let you lead the ride.
No.
All right. Anyway. I'll ride the tripper.
The city? Day
okay. Tripper. I'll that. Ride the tripper, and you find the path.
The city.
The Raleigh tripper.
Yeah.
And I'll bring this.
We should measure that so we can sell that thing, you know, to somebody that can actually, because it's got a CC post.
Fuck, I'll give it to somebody.
A Raleigh tripper. We'll Reynolds 525. It's a nice bike.
It's a nice bike.
It is a nice bike.
But
we'll raffle it off to the first person that can convince me that e-bikes are worth a shit.
That's going to take some doing, folks. Yeah.
Well, good luck to y'all.
So thanks for wasting another good portion of your time with us. And,
it's going to be good hypnosis.
Thanks for coming, man.
I hope it was worth it because it entertained the shit out of me.
And, I was pretty
and that's
stoked.
Not easy.
Yeah, it is.
I'm pretty jaded that way.
Yeah, right.
So
well, thanks for having me, you guys.
Absolutely.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming.
A good time.
God, especially for something that got put together about a day and a half ago.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Monday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
That worked out great.
Yeah.
Well, 5 days ago, because it's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Earlier this week.
Where's Occasional Mike with the freaking time warp thing?
I don't know.
I want to see the
band play the closing. Otherwise, I'm fucking pissed.
Popcorn Chroma.